Hello.
Hello, my name is Kyra. Turn your call back for customer support. How can I help you today?
Yeah, this is Sharon Mills, and I noticed that you put a charger in my account that I did not approve of. And I was trying to see if you could catch that and cancel it. It's pending. Make sure that doesn't come through, or I will have to dispute it because I did not order that. I don't know why you did.
Okay, what's your zip code, please, ma'am?
46216. And what was your name?
My name is Kyra, Kyra, Kyra.
Let's see, KY.
RA. And what's your first and last name, please, again, ma'am?
KYRA.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, Sharon, Sharon D. Mims.
Okay. Thank you so much.
So if you could tell them don't ship it and refund my money or get that pending charge off or don't charge me, I appreciate it. And plus they already charged me $5.74 for shipping. So whatever that $5.74 and I think there's a charge out there you're trying to charge me for $67 or something.
Okay, what's your zip code again, ma'am? I'm sorry.
46216.
Okay, I have you pulled up now, ma'am. For security purposes, can you verify your shipping address, please?
9115 Hawkins Road, Unit 105, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46216.
Okay, thank you so much for verifying information. Give me one moment, please.
I do. Yeah, okay. Can you hear me? Yeah. Who is that? Sister Beverly?
Oh, yeah, Beverly. You group there in. That'd be great. Beverly, yeah, that'd be nice.
Can I do it on an Android? I got an Android.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah. Okay, let me try.
Jenny and Danny. Oh, there she is.
Praise the Lord. There they are.
That is it. We're on. Okay, praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise
the Lord. That the Lord has made. I don't know about y'all, but I've been rejoicing. And
hello.
Still here, ma'am. I'll
okay.
Read the account. Just give me one moment, please.
Thank you.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
And in order for everyone to hear and eliminate any background noise, can we mute our phones for a second here until I see everybody come back in? We have to, you know, pray together. That'll eliminate a bunch of noise.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for patient holding. I see here back on December the 14th, ma'am, you paid $5.74 for the entry to win the cookware.
Yeah, it was the best, but it was the survey said it was free to me, and I was supposed to get it. It was supposed to be from Kohl's. I thought it was for Kohl's. I didn't know. I don't know if you're a third party or what you are, but then it told me I needed to pay that, and then you would ship it. And then and today, to my surprise, I see you charging me for it. I wasn't buying nothing and ordered nothing. They told me it was a free Christmas gift to me, and I thought it was from Kohl's. So that was a misrepresentation. I just talked to Kohl's. They said they did not send out any surveys or anything like that. So I just need you to refund my money or take that pendant off and please don't send it because I don't want it.
Okay, ma'am, the charge for $67.32, ma'am. I can refund you for 35% refund.
Say what?
Yes, ma'am, the charge for $67.32, I can refund you for 35% refund.
No, I need my full refund because I asked for this. I didn't order this.
You signed up to cookware, ma'am. It was a 1 in 1,000 chance of winning. If you did not win, ma'am, they won.
Oh, no. No, it didn't read like that. It wasn't that. No, I want my whole money.
I understand you're saying, ma'am. It was a sweet sales entry, ma'am. For the misunderstanding, I can refund you for 50% refund.
What you mean 50%?
They believe God. Jesus said, with men,
Yes, ma'am. 50%
refund.
Not even
a whole refund. You just can't take people's money like that.
Ma'am,
it's
false advertising. Ma'am, it's not false advertising, ma'am. It's stated in the term condition, ma'am. You're going to be charged. I can refund you for 50% refund, ma'am.
I want my whole 67 refund. And so I'll have to dispute this charge.
I understand.
You can't go around taking people's money like that.
I understand what you're stating, ma'am. I could possibly consult my supervisor, ma'am. Give me one moment, please.
And it says, even if our bodies are breaking down on the outside, the spirit thing that is on the inside is being renewed day by day. So we, as saints of God, the people of God, we don't become depressed. We don't get discouraged. We're not disappointed, and we're most certainly not afraid. So tonight, as we're believing God to move in every one of our situations in our lives that we're facing right now, we want to activate our faith in God over fear. We're making faith bigger than our fear. And we're going, while we're waiting on God to move our situation, we're going to be still and know that He's God. For Isaiah 40:31 says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The Amplified says, but those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, hope in Him, will gain new strength and renew their power as an eagle. How are eagles renewed? Well, the process required of an eagle, they fly to the top of the mountain and stay there for the time, the duration. They hit the beak against the rock until it breaks. Then he waits for a new beak to grow. Then he pulls his claws out. And then he waits for his new claws to grow. He flushes his feathers. Then they grow back. On tonight, some things have been broken. Shut up, pulled up, plucked out. But it's growing back in the name of Jesus. Tonight, we're believing God for renewal, restoration, refreshing, renovation, rejuvenation of our loved ones. Strength as an eagle.
Hello?
While we're praying for Pastor Rogers and Wayne Rogers.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes,
ma'am. Thank you so much for patiently holding, ma'am. I have consulted my supervisor about the charge, ma'am. As a one-time customer courtesy, ma'am, she has refunded you for the full amount. It will take 3 to 5 business days to come back in your card.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling Customer. Have a great day.
Bye.